Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. I am so excited to bring you another great guest today. Angus Nelson is with us, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world and want to serve. You know, perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. And I always want to take a moment on every show to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, time is our most precious asset, and I'm really aware of that. So I am so grateful for all of you taking the time to be with us here on the show. I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. Angus Nelson is a fantastic speaker, so motivational and inspirational. You're going to love the show. So let me introduce him, and then we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Angus on the show. Angus Nelson works with executives of the world's largest companies as a speaker, a coach, and a facilitator. He's spoken at corporate headquarters for Walmart, Whole Foods, Coke, BMW, and many others. He also hosts a podcast, an Inc.com Top 20 Business Podcast called Up in Your Business. And he's been featured on AOL.com, Huffington Post, and VentureBeat. His book is called Love's Compass, How Do You Recover from a Lost Relationship? I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll bring Angus on the show.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Angus. I am so excited to have you here on The Holistic Entrepreneur today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with us to share all of your wisdom and good stuff that I know you've got good stuff. I can't wait to share it with people. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my sincere pleasure, Bonnie. Great to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. I mean, it doesn't tell the whole thing. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and what you do?
Oh, goodness. How far back do you want to go? I was born at a very young age. I'll kind of give you the flash forward, discussing entrepreneurship, and as we were talking about just kind of the pre-roll here, you know, my background, my story was I actually got into the nonprofit world, started an organization with my twin brother, and we got into trouble because we didn't know what we were doing in certain terms and made some mistakes along the way. And as such, my brother, who had gotten married and had a child, and his diversion to take care of those responsibilities left me kind of running more of the nonprofit by myself. Because of some of those bad decisions, we had some financial crunch. I became a workaholic because I had to just work harder to fix the ship, right? Isn't that what we do?
Yeah.
Just work harder. And what I realized was I didn't have the ability to ask for help. I didn't have the ability to lean on my board. I didn't have the ability to identify the things that were pulling me down. And so I got into a mindset that just focused on me. I became narcissistic. I became a bit of a grump. In addition, I was coping with all the pain of working 60, 70, 80-hour work weeks through pornography and alcohol. Those two combined turned into promiscuity. That buried my company. It buried my marriage. It buried myself. And I spent about 3 years trying to work through that pain through getting counseling and reading a number of books and attending a number of events, trying to fix my inside. And that was something that didn't follow a formula. It wasn't something that, was easily attained. It came with great intention and great perseverance. And we can dig into that more later if you want, but flash forward from that, I eventually moved to Huntsville, Alabama, because there was a teacher down there that was giving a more holistic spiritual approach to the psychology and emotional elements of our well-being and success. Mm. I committed to be under that guy for a year just to kind of mentor and go to his school he had there. In the process, I met this girl. She was kind of special. And I had no ambition to really pursue that because I didn't know where I was on the journey. I didn't know if I was healthy enough yet. But she gave me a whole lot of grace and helped love me through some of my stuff on the back end as I was, coming to wholeness. And we eventually got married. She had already had one child from a practice marriage. And
practice marriage.
Yep, and then we went on to have two more. And got into another nonprofit. 2009 came. The economy kind of soured. Said children, these smaller children, and finished my book. So I wrote a book called Love's Compass that encompasses that dark period of time and the choices that were made through relationship and love to not just find fulfilling relationship, but also find a fulfilling me. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote that book, got into self-publish it. Because the publishing world would not take a stranger. They were very leery on who they were going to sign. So after getting rejected by seven different publishers, I just self-published it. Got into social business marketing because I was marketing my book. Started to meet all these influencers and hanging out with daddy bloggers because I was home with the kids. And then that led me into meeting some of the corporate social media marketers in the space. And long story short, I eventually met one that hired me on to help him build a company for Corporate America, which is an association of large brands, all Fortune 1000 globally, and expose them and educate them in the place of what is called the collaborative economy. So everything from sharing economy to makers movement, Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, artificial intelligence, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrencies, of course, blockchain. All those disruptors of innovation, we bring that education to our members. And so I just parted ways with them actually this week.
Oh my.
Now I am the entrepreneur all over again. So after running that company for 3 years, I get to start all over. And so that kind of brings you up to speed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so interesting that you say that because I think people who are entrepreneurs, and I think it's really who you are more than what you do, and that holistic bent, we don't do it just once. I've always used to say life is like a salad bar. I want to taste it all. Mm-hmm. It's all these little pieces. And I think it's not that common that someone who is an entrepreneur stays in exactly the same place their whole life.
No, and I totally agree. In fact, there's something about an entrepreneurial spirit or quest mm-hmm. that there's a journey, and it's the building that's the exciting part. Once it's stable, that's when we tend to roll off, right?
Exactly.
Where other
exactly.
people just kind of settle in, jump into the saddle, and say, yeah, this is a good ride. I'm like, come on, what's the new next and exciting? And so, my next and exciting is now coaching people from small business, medium business, and from corporate into the mindset and mindfulness to bring them to a place of fulfillment and satisfaction so they can be their most effective self. So I'm coaching, I'm speaking, I'm also facilitating, and then I'm also consulting in that space that I just shared with you earlier.
Wow. And and I've always said this, it all has to start there. I mean, we can learn how to do things, all kinds of things. But if you don't start with the mindset, the clarity, the your worthiness factor, the relationship with money, I mean, all those things that go into mindset, if you don't have that as a solid foundation, nothing else really works that well.
So true. So one of the things I tell people is, if you're not impressed and in love with the person you see in the mirror, follow the line of that continuum. So if you don't like you, and you look at those around you, and you, in your mind, you subconsciously create this subtext that says, why should anyone else like me? And then if you follow it all the way down to the end of that continuum, why would even a creator, a god, a being, whatever you want to call, like the great one, mm-hmm. why would he even love me, or why would she even love me? Like, we don't have this context in our mind that understands that the little things that we believe have a huge rippling effect in how they play into our everyday situation. Furthermore, we live our lives in one of two directions that are both terribly unhealthy. We either live in light of the past, either positive or negative. If it's positive, it means, you know, hey, do you remember that one thing when it was so awesome? Oh, that was the good old days. Man, if we could just get back to that, then we could be happy, fulfilled, satisfied. Or we hold ourselves back because of something negative, something that was done to us, or something we did to others, or worse yet, something we did to ourselves. And then we find ourselves in a place of a victim mentality, that I can never move forward because of that thing, shame, fear, regret, etc. Or the other way that we live our lives is in the future. And we're looking at, well, when I get this, then I'll be happy. The problem is it becomes elusive, because once you get this, then there's that. And then once you get that, mm-hmm. then there's another this. And it just continues to just elude you, so you're like a hamster on a wheel, running and running and not accomplishing anything. You just fatigue yourself in pursuit of something you think is going to make you happy. And worse yet, on your journey, you look to the left and your right, and you see other people in the same empty pursuits. And you think where they are is better than where you are, because we never see the negative. We always earn the positive. We always see the negative. Instead, getting to a place of being present and living now. Do you know today, that acronym, the only day actually yours? Mm-hmm. Like, today I can do something about it, and I can look at my story. And I can dive into it and embrace it and say, this is a part of me. My yesterday does not dictate my tomorrow. But my yesterday has crafted and created me to such a place that I can live from the fruits of those experiences. If they're negative or if they're positive, instead I get to lean into them and say, what do I get to create from them? What are the new stories I get to tell to encourage those around me? That only comes from being present, because from that comes gratitude. From gratitude comes generosity. From generosity comes happiness. Funny thing about this, Bonnie, everybody loves to be around happy people.
It's good energy.
Right? So now new opportunities present themselves. New energies present themselves. Your whole being gets to be a light in a world that's dark. You get to be a glass of water to a thirsty land. Because in that fulfillment, satisfied state comes the momentum that you will rise above anything else you would have thought you would have done today, because you're fully and wholeheartedly embracing and living in this moment, which bleeds into tomorrow, which builds on the shoulders of today, and then the next day, and the next day. So what you would find is you will super exceed any expectation or goal you would have set for yourself, and not even realizing you were actually limiting yourself by setting that goal, versus living today and building that momentum that would carry you through to be your most effective self.
Oh, absolutely. Amen. You know, there's something that comes to me as you're sharing all of this with us, and absolutely right on. I mean, it's totally what I believe as well. But I think people forget that all of that stuff is a choice.
Right?
So. Nobody's doing anything to you. You get to choose. And we forget what a gift we have in having that ability to choose.
So if happiness comes from anything outside us, it becomes a depletable resource.
Yep.
But happiness that comes from within is sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, most of us have never understood that, have never been taught that. And even worse, we've never actually experienced what that looks or feels like. And we're so busy trying to please and to perform that we can't just live in who we are. And I love what you said before. It's not about what we do. It's about who we are. When you shake someone's hand, we always ask, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Again, about your performance, about your striving, and about your attaining. We don't correlate the things that wake me up in the morning that give me joy. We don't talk about the things that get us excited and the things that we just truly hold close to us. What if instead you could shake someone's hand and say, hey, what makes you passionate? What if you shake someone's hand and say, what's the most exciting thing you've done in the last 48 hours? What's the thing that made you smile the biggest yesterday? Like, those kinds of questions lead us to finding out and exploring something more about our own humanity. And it helps us connect on levels that other people never take opportunity.
Oh, so true. And, you know, if you ask people those questions, and in my practice I've, you know, occasionally asked people questions like that, it's amazing how people don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of caught on their heels, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And my favorite is when I get that reaction, because, like, how come you're taking that approach? And like, I've never been asked that, or that's a great question, or I'm not even sure how to answer that right now. And, yep. Or my favorite, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
And that to me reveals the lack of presence in their own life. I work with corporate executives, and I asked my my clients, what's your 6-month goal? Over 85% of people who have gone to the top schools who are working with the biggest brands and making top dollar, their answer was, I'm not sure. I'll have to get back to you. I don't know if I have one. How can you be fulfilled and successful in life if you don't know where your target is, that you don't know, like, where is it that I want to take my company? Where do I want to take my person? Where do I want to take my family? And again, not to the place where once I get there, I'm going to be happy, but what is the trajectory that I'm working towards that says I want to create X or Y? Like, what is that thing? And people don't take the time to say, I want my life to be about fill in the blank, because your legacy is dictated by that purpose. And the sooner you connect with your purpose, the sooner your presence will emanate and marinate in that purpose in and of itself. You'll find yourself learning and growing in that space. In addition, you'll attract people that can speak to it, challenge it, and lift it up. A higher caliber or higher echelon of people will now associate with you. You'll attract better relationships, better opportunities. Because now in that presence is something that people can't identify. I just met somebody this last week, and they sent me an email I just read like 20 minutes before I got on this call. And he said, I don't know what it is about you, dude, but I really like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that to me is one of the highest compliments somebody could tell me. Because I don't want you to remember me because of cool things I've done. I don't want you to be hanging out with me because of places I spoke or people I hang around with. I want you to connect with me because I make you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I make you feel heard and understood. People rarely remember what you say, but they always remember how you make them feel. And when I live at a place of a generosity, I have nothing to gain, nothing to prove, nothing to lose. And as such, people want to be a part of that. So they will rally behind you as you build teams in starting a company, as you create corporate culture or small startup culture. It becomes a place where people can make mistakes and it's okay. That when somebody screws up, you don't send them an email to let them know and then CC their manager and their manager's manager to throw them under the bus. Instead, you rally around one another like Arctic muskox. Have you ever heard of the Arctic muskox?
No.
I love the principle of this creature. This species is one of the only species that in a time of defense, when a predator is in presence, it will throw the weak and the young, the old and the young and the weak and the feeble in the middle of the circle, and they all back up hindquarters to hindquarters, shoulder to shoulder, with their horns pointed out.
To protect them.
And they defend to the death.
Yeah.
What if our companies, our startups, and our teams operated the same way?
What if our country did?
Come on.
Or the world.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's I love that analogy. And what was it, the musk ox?
Arctic musk ox.
Musk ox. I'm going to have to look that. That's, yeah, that says it right there. I mean, it's that heart-centered place. It's that coming from, it's, you know, being authentic. You know, you were talking about purpose earlier, and I just want to go back to that for just a moment, because I don't know about you, but I hear this from a lot of people. It's like, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm looking for my purpose. In my mind, and this is how I look at it, maybe this is just a Bonnie-ism, I don't know, but in my mind, your purpose finds you, and you know that it's found you when you're happy.
I think I would agree with that. In the same respect that I'm not questing for happiness,
yeah,
I'm also not questing for my purpose, but it becomes a natural and effortless byproduct,
mm-hmm,
of being in a present and fulfilled state.
Yeah.
And it's something that just, I can't help but do it. Me, mm-hmm, I'm an encourager. It's what I've done since, even when I was in the midst of my own chaos, like, I still found ways to try and help people. And I was walking in shame and fear, and I still tried to help people. But if you go back to when I was a little kid, my mom was driving the car. She ran out of gas. It was cold outside. And I wrapped my arms around her shoulders, and I said, "It's okay, Mommy. We're going to make it."
Mm.
And it's just for years of my life now that I realize, oh my gosh, this is who I am. This is just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can I monetize that? How can I turn that into something that's actually going to be something that people want, need, and desire? But furthermore, how do I just simply make it contagious?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that, and then I would love to go into that whole chaos mindset too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, I think that's something that's, you know, maybe needs a little bit more exploring. So is that something that we can do within the confines of this show? We've got maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes left, 12 minutes left, something like that?
Sure. So I'll hit highlights on this. So if you're in a place, you're listening to this, and you feel like your life has some stuff that maybe doesn't necessarily altogether make sense or doesn't feel congruent, I'll tell you why. The experiences and environments that you've raised in, you've embraced them as the norm. And I'm going to affectionately call those as your chaos.
Mm.
There are many levels of chaos, but chaos nonetheless, right? It's the thing that we embrace and says, this is normal. The fact is, your normal isn't actually normal. It's just what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we need an outside third-party influence to come in and reveal to us where our trains of thought, our areas of weakness and frailty, or they can also speak to psychology, which would call it schema.
Mm-hmm.
Schema is a network of synapses in your brain that on one end is a pain point. It is something that happened to you that you're very sensitive to. On the other side of that highway is a bruise. And when somebody touches that bruise, subconsciously you will react in light of that pain from that past. And it's a very, like, evolved system. You know, it's that little critter that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find yourself react to people by snapping at them or getting defensive or getting really depressed and sad because of these areas that are in our life that we've embraced and said, this is normal. It's just the way I am. And the only way that you can get out of that is you have to give great intention and great attention to seeking new paths of thinking and experiencing the world. And that comes from, like I said before, exposing yourself to other people, a third party, whether it be a counselor, a therapist, or a person of faith, or somebody that's safe and that you can trust. Because once you verbalize the things that you're thinking, it's like bringing fungus out from the darkness into the light, mm-hmm, and that festering has to stop, because now in the light, it dies. It loses its power. That's one thing. Number two is you have to have the courage to change. That's not easy because, again, we're comfortable in that chaos. Change means there's something else required of me that I don't know. And I may not be willing, or I might be afraid. I might be limiting myself, self-sabotaging myself because of the fear to go into an unknown realm. And I love what Joseph, Joseph Campbell, he said, "In the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." We desperately want change in our lives. We desperately want peace. We want fulfillment, satisfaction. We want happiness. But we think in our minds that it is too much pain to arrive at that pleasure. So instead, we seek other pleasures. We seek entertainment. We seek music. We seek sex. We seek addiction. We seek all these other things that we think are going to make us happy, but ultimately only bring pain, because they never actually fulfill and satisfy the thing we're questing. So there's a paradox in the pain versus pleasure pursuits. And if you will push, persevere, and lean into those things that seem scary, vulnerability, transparency, coming clean, owning your junk, respecting your faults, and loving yourself, if you will embrace those things that scare the spit out of you, you'll find freedom. For the things that you fear most are the very things that will set you free. That's some deep stuff right there.
That is some deep stuff. So embracing what you fear the most, which I think just even hearing that piece, is scary to people, embracing what you fear the most, because all of us have fears, but that is so true. Because, and the other thing that I find, whether it's a situation, an issue, a health thing, or whatever, we often want to fight. We often want to fight it, like people fight their cancer, people fight their whatever situation, and it's that angst, it's that icky energy, rather than embracing it.
Mm-hmm. The only difference between people who do great things and people who don't is the people who do great things only had a slight bit more courage than they had fear.
Oh, I like that.
That's the deal right there. And this is what we don't understand. We don't understand that those are twins, right? Courage cannot exist without fear. Fear cannot exist without courage. Like, they're building blocks. Because in the moment you sense fear, you should see that as a flag, that this is an indicator that I have the opportunity to embrace courage over the fear. It's like you're imagining two escalators right next to each other. Both of them can take you to the same place. You can operate out of fear, and in fear you'll operate with a lack mindset, and therefore you'll be coping, you'll be, trying to compensate, you'll be doing all the same things for the wrong reasons. Whereas courage will take you to the same place with the right reasons. You'll do it out of generosity. You'll do it out of love. You'll do it out of caring for others and giving. You'll do it from a place that is healthy and whole. But at the end of the day, fear and courage, only you can choose which one will be your pursuit.
And if you do it from courage, you feel good.
Absolutely.
And to me, I don't mean to make it so simple, but really, it is all about feeling good. You know if it's working or not by how you feel.
Yeah.
It's a great, our emotions are such a fantastic barometer of where we're at and where we're going. So you have shared so much awesome stuff with us today, Angus. Thank you so, so much. I know you have a fabulous gift, and I also want to be sure that people know how to get more of you, because I am absolutely sure that people are going to want more of you after listening to you today.
Awesome.
So what's the best way? I know you have a gift for us, and I'm sure that they can connect with you, maybe learn more about your services. Talk to us. Tell us what the best way is.
Sure, Bonnie. And thank you so much for the opportunity to just share with you. I always say this, that my brokenness was an opportunity for beauty.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is share the beauty.
Oh, I like that.
So for me, if you want to get a hold of me, you can find me at angusnelson.com. You can come and listen to my podcast called Up in Your Business, Building You to Do Business Better. I deal with the psychology and emotional elements necessary for success, similar to what we just talked about here today. You'll also find information about my coaching as well as my speaking. I would love to serve any of you in that capacity. To start with, though, I have an ebook I want to give you called Networking with Effectiveness and Credibility. As I've been working with all these influencers and executives, I found two things that they seek to make them successful that have brought them along the way. One is they maintain being a self-learner, always reading books, listening to videos, taking classes, courses, always staying on top of their game to advance to the next whatever might be in their industry or their interest. The second piece is the opportunity for them to build deep and fulfilling relationships. So I created a book. It's only about 8 pages long, and it gives you a step-by-step how to approach an event, both through the mindset and then the event itself, even as much as how to look people in the eyes, how to shake their hands, how to greet the host of the event itself, but all from a place of giving and serving, not from a place of taking. It's all about adding value to the relationships that you create. And if you are a person who says, well, I could never do that because I'm an introvert, I would tell you that the 65% of people in America who say that they are introverted, and I understand there's probably international people listening as well, you may fall into that category as well. If you are introverted, you are most skilled at connecting with people with authenticity. You are the most skilled. You should never fear back from the real networking, not the one that seems schmoozy and slimy and disgusting, but one that is real. And this book is for you. You can find that at angusnelson.com, and we're going to do the acronym. So it's going to be /THE for the Holistic Entrepreneur. So angusnelson.com/THE.
Awesome. And I'm going to put the link to your website on the show page so that it's easy for people to find. They can just click on it and, boom, go there. I can't thank you enough, Angus, for sharing all of this. I wish we had more time to talk because you have so much awesome stuff and wisdom for people. And it does have to start there, that inner work that we need to do so that we can do whatever it is we're supposed to in the world, our purpose. You know, I just can't thank you enough. So I know that, well, might have to have you back on the show just because you're just so much fun to listen to. But I, again, just thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well, so be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.